From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. On November 17th, Greene County announced 4 new coronavirus cases and 1 more hospitalization, while Columbia County reported 11 new COVID-19 cases. The New Lebanon schools announced they are going all remote until November 30th because of a COVID-19 case. Albany County reported 60 new COVID-19 cases on November 17th. There were 21 cases of COVID-19 confirmed to the Rensselaer County Health Department on November 17th, with the county's 50th death, a 61-year-old woman from East Greenbush. In an interview with WGXC on November 16th, Columbia County Director of Public Health Jack Mabb said New York officials have told him to begin planning for vaccine distribution by the end of November.
I think that we ultimately, when the vaccine's available to the general public, probably like March, April, we're going to be having what we call pods, point of distributions. We have secured a firehouse that we can do a drive-through and have several lanes of drive-through in Clawbrook. Wow. We're going to be doing community distribution through those sites. But I think there's going to be other avenues. Again, pharmacies are going to be doing it. Private doctors can do it. It's going to be just about managing that flow of the vaccine, and I think we have a role in that flow.
MAP reported local medical professionals will be the first to receive the vaccine. Aaliyah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The former president and CEO of Columbia County Chamber of Commerce, Jeffrey Hunt, spoke out November 17th about his dismissal after more than 4 years on the job. The chamber's executive committee voted to terminate Hunt's employment on November 10th after it was made aware of, and I quote, some irregularities within the organization's finances, end quote. In an interview, Hunt told Schneider that he agreed to the separation and takes responsibility for communication issues leading to his termination. Hunt said, and I quote, there were some communication missteps on my part and I own up to it, end quote. He did not specify the origins of the communication missteps. An internal investigation is being conducted by Chamber Board of Directors Chairman Derek H. Latour, Chamber Treasurer Matthew Macera, and Corporate Counsel Matt Greismer. Latour said criminal charges are not currently being considered. He said the irregularities occurred over at least the past year. Latour said, and I quote, right now it looks like there were funds used that weren't necessarily authorized. So that's the irregularity and what we're trying to determine at what level that is, end quote. He would not comment on the amount of money at stake. He added, and I quote, we're kind of in the midst of trying to determine the full nature of it, end quote. Hunt said he planned on working at the chamber for 4 to 5 years, and it has been more than 4 years since he began. He added, and I quote, I think it was time for a change for me. I think the chamber is in a stronger place today than it was when I started, and I have nothing discouraging to say about individual board members of the chamber itself. The organization is a wonderful organization, and it will continue to grow and strive, end quote. The board has not yet established a timeline to hire a new president and CEO. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Paul Nelson is reporting for the Times Union. A jail guard fired last week for allegedly beating a man at the Schenectady County Jail was arrested November 17th and charged with assault. The incident caused the victim to be hospitalized for nearly a week. The former guard, Eugene Selly, 28, surrendered to city police and was arraigned by Schenectady City Court Judge Mark Caruso on the felony assault charge, as well as a misdemeanor count of official misconduct. If convicted, the assault charge carries a maximum penalty of 7 years in prison. The judge deemed Selly a flight risk and set the bail at $10,000, issued a temporary order of protection banning him from any contact with the alleged victim, and ordered Selly to surrender any firearms he has by November 24th. Selly was later released after posting bail. His attorney, Andrew Sanfranco, is prepared to argue that his client acted in self-defense and would ultimately fight to get his job back. The man Selly is accused of beating John Manorino, suffered three broken ribs on each side of his chest, a collapsed lung, and a broken collarbone. District Attorney Robert M. Carney said, and I quote, "If true, this is unconscionable conduct," end quote. Criminal charges are the accumulation of a week-long investigation by Schenectady Police at the request of Schenectady County Sheriff Dominic D'Agostino. D'Agostino said the internal probe by his office is not over and that they are continuing to interview any eyewitnesses or staff that may have been in the area when the alleged beatings occurred. Read the full story in the Times Union. The Mountaintop Cares Coalition has announced it is offering training to administer the life-saving drug Narcan at 7 p.m. Wednesday, December 2nd. The medication Narcan is used to reverse opioid overdoses. The training is virtual and takes approximately 2 hours. All participants will be issued a Narcan kit containing the drug. Respond by email with, and I quote, "I'm in," end quote, to narcan@mountaintopcarescoalition.com. And a full packet of information and details on how to register will be provided. Training can be done at home and requires only access to a smartphone, laptop, or desktop computer. The training is open to anyone and everyone. Information is available by calling 518-487-1768. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.